A deadly shooting in Avondale shuts down a park overnight.
The final trial in the Roden family murders gets a big delay. And it's International Women's Day, so we celebrate women's football.
5 on 5 and 5. Happy Friday to all those who celebrate, which should be just about everybody. It is March 8th, 2024. Megan and Steven here with you once again. Megan, Friday feels good.
Friday does feel good. I know it doesn't look great outside, per se, but it's better than what we're going to get tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you know, Randy was all over it, as she always is. Today, spotty rain showers throughout the day, off and on, more of an annoyance. But when you wake up tomorrow morning, that's when the big rain's going to be heading for us. And then the backside of this front is when we get the temperature drop, kind of winter saying, this is hopefully my last hurrah.
I really hope.
We hope, but we still got 2 more weeks officially of winter.
Not that it was a bad winter, so.
No. The forecasts worked well in our favor for just about every single day of winter outside, like 7.
Correct.
Maybe 8. So enjoy your weekend, enjoy the showers, and then once we get to Monday, it'll be dry, and then we will go from there into next week. All right, let's jump into our headlines. First up, we're heading to Avondale, an overnight shooting. 2 people hit. Unfortunately, one of them did pass away.
Yeah, there's a lot to get to. This one, so sad. Police say 2 people were shot. One of them was killed in Avondale across the street from a park late last night. And police say that a 41-year-old woman died at the scene. A man in his early 20s was rushed to UC Medical Center in critical condition. This started just after 11 last night on Burton Avenue, right across from Reading Road and the Martin Luther King Jr. Park that's in Avondale. And police ended up closing off a large area of the street, including much of that park. And investigators say that a possible suspect ran through that park and was found with another person of interest. We are told that both of them were taken into custody. It's not clear if they're going to face charges, though, at this point, so we will keep you updated on this.
Next up, we're heading to CPS, where one of their schools was placed on lockdown after a fight that started off campus made its way to Woodward High School grounds. Our school officials say some of the people fighting tried to get into the school, and that's what led to the temporary lockdown. There are unconfirmed reports that a person pulled out a gun and pointed it at students, but police have not commented on this. At least one adult and one student were taken into custody. The district says they will take the appropriate disciplinary action against the students involved. Likely to get an update on that story at some point today. Next up, a trial that's been going on for so long from a major story that happened a long time ago. We're talking about the Wagner trial.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot to handle, especially for the victims' families. Billy Wagner's trial was supposed to begin May 6th, more than 8 years after 8 members of the Roden family were killed. But now it's not happening until next year. The massacre happened in 2016. More than 2 years later, 4 members of the Wagner family were indicted in connection to the murders. 2 of them took plea deals and 1 went to trial and was found guilty. But Billy's case is the only one that's still making its way through the courts. Wilma McCoy, who's a member of the Roden family, stormed out of the court yesterday, super upset after learning about this delay.
Almost 9 years. We will be in a decade before they're all found guilty and sentenced.
And defense attorneys asked for a continuance because one attorney is recovering from a knee replacement and another is on maternity leave. The prosecutor objected, but that judge granted the defense request. So that trial is now set for January 6th of 2025.
Yeah, all this family wants is some justice for what happened to them, and they continue to wait for that final trial to play out. Our fourth story. This is a one that will really have you shake your head and say, wait, what happened? Yeah, so this one's only on WLWT. A man who uses a wheelchair was injured in a hit and run after coming home from church. All this happened while he was outside his house in Hamilton. Jose Flores Torres told us on Wednesday when he got home, he opened the car to get his chair out. That's when a car hit him once he got into his wheelchair. Hamilton police confirmed this is being investigated as a hit and run. But after the incident, Flores says an officer told him he's being given a citation for opening his vehicle door on the traffic side. Now, his wife translated some of what he said to us. The family is trying to figure out how to pay for a new wheelchair at this time. It's going to cost about $4,000 just for the chair. On top of that, Jose's in the hospital. We showed pictures on TV. He's in a neck brace at the very, very least. They got to cover his hospital bills. If you'd like to help them out, help that family out, medical bills, new chair, whatever it may be, we do have a link on our website to a fundraiser that's been set up for him and his family. Hope he gets better soon. Just trying to get out of his car and then get hit.
Yeah. So. And I hope that they find that suspect.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's Ring doorbell cameras, yep. Business cameras. Oh, yeah, this person will get found. It's hard to get away with something like that these days. All right, our final story of the day, but a very important story. It is International Women's Day.
Yes, it is, Stephen. And I'm so excited to put a highlight on this because, you know, I've gotten pitched this story in the last city I was in and obviously now here. It's women's football. It's a professional league. And they are starting to take over the nation. So the Cincinnati Cougars are a group of women. I mean, they range in age from literally 18 years old to 55 years old. And I mean, these people are doing tackle football. This is not flag football. This is real, you know, guns to the ground. They're doing it. And some of the people on this team are cancer survivors, their moms, just women of all walks of life that have always grown up wanting to play, but because society says, no, this is a boys' game, this is not a girls' game, you know, either their parents or the school or whoever said, no, you can't be on this team. So now they finally get the chance to do this. It's given them this outlet, this community. They've really cultivated this family outside of their own families, and they are in their second season. It starts in a month. And so they're practicing up in Fairfield there at the soccer venue, the indoor soccer venue, and they play at Walnut Hills. So they are asking everyone to come out, support them. They're actually going to have a mascot reveal on March 22nd where they debut whatever Cougar mascot is going to look like in the name. So it's a really cool story that the most popular sport in the country, football, is now making its way on a bigger scale for women to play with other women instead of just the one girl on the team that you see in different school districts. This is a chance for everyone to come together and be like, let's take this to the next level.
Absolutely. And I feel like there's been so many other women's pro leagues popping up. You know, Joe Burrow is investing in volleyball. The women's volleyball league just started.
That is true.
There's a women's hockey league that's starting to get a little pub as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
You know, I was just watching F1 Academy all-female racing series this morning, watching as they're racing in Jeddah. So I was watching those young ladies, you know, try to achieve their dreams, become Formula One drivers. But so many things happening for women on this International Women's Day. Very cool stuff. And your story will be on WLWT.com. Go watch it. You will enjoy it. All right. So that's our Friday. Happy Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Kelly, Megan, and I will see you back on Monday.